That almost sounded like a Madame X lyric, what you just did.
Ready.
Like, that's very, that was very Bernadette Cooper of you.
Is that our intro?
Sure.
Cool. Me preparing to do the intro, and your reaction to my preparation for the intro is now the intro.
Well, it was very organic.
It was.
It sounded like Madame X.
It's organic, like overpriced food at Kroger.
That's who we're talking about today, Madame X.
Yes.
Here on good old Offbeat Tracks.
Yeah, episode 83.
83. My name's Max.
I'm Danielle.
And we're talking about an R&B project from 1987, a very short-lived R&B project from 1987. This is like combining a lot of things that I think that we really like.
Yes.
Like, you know, 80s pop, 80s R&B, and 1987, and Climax.
Yes.
Like, it's just, it's all there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is a lot of it.
We're talking about a trio called Madame X, who only released one self-titled record in 1987. So here's
that's
a little...
That's all they needed.
That really is all they needed.
Probably wouldn't have been good for another one.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about that afterwards. But like, I was kind of thinking about that too. Like, what would the sophomore Madame X album have been like? I don't know. Anyway, let's discuss how they came to be. They were formed in 1987 in Los Angeles by Miss Bernadette Cooper. And Bernadette, if you don't know, was in the group Climax, who had several hits on the R&B charts. They were really, really, really big popular on the R&B charts.
Yes. Very sassy.
Very, very sassy. But they did cross over to pop a few times, yep. Probably most notably with the ballad I Miss You, but also with Meeting in the Ladies' Room and The Men All Pause, which are just absolute masterpieces.
Meeting the Ladies' Room is always on most playlists.
Yes. I think that was still like hearing that song when I was in high school. And of course, you know, it was 20 years old at that time.
Yeah.
Hearing that song really, that was one song I can pinpoint definitely changed my life when I heard it the first time. Bernadette is just very famous for her attitude. That was kind of her thing in Climax. She would do like a lot of these like talking verses in Climax songs and just interject. One of my best friends, John, who also loves Climax, we often joke that the whole great thing about Bernadette and really Climax in general was just that they were really over it by the time they got to the studio. Like the mics hadn't even turned on yet and they were just already over it.
I'm
we're rolling. And they're just like, no, not today. I did not come here for this. No.
I am much, much unhappy about that.
They were just here to tell you that they were not here to tell you anything. So Bernadette, after Climax kind of separated, I think that Climax, I want to say their last record was 1986. It might have been.
Is that when they climaxed?
It might have been 1987. Because there was one record, the same album had Men All Pause and Meeting the Ladies' Room and I Miss You. I probably should have looked this up and researched for the show, but I didn't. That was 85, I know. And they had one more after that because it had Man Size Love on it and Fab Attack, which I also love. And I'm pretty sure that was 1986. So I think we're talking like Climax has been done for a year. And so Bernadette was like, I have this idea for a project. Let me see what I can do. So she pitched the idea to a guy named Cooper. His last name was Cooper. And he told Sylvia Roan. And Sylvia Roan was the senior VP of and general manager of Atlantic Records at this point. She had worked in A&R and worked her way up.
Yeah.
So she actually signed Bernadette to a record deal for this concept before they even had the girls or anything else. Bernadette just went to her and said, I had this idea for a record, Madame X, et cetera, et cetera. So then the search was on to find the girls. And I cannot tell you how many minutes I spent laughing at this. So this is from Bernadette's website where she's, because she has like, and her website's actually pretty extensive where she writes about all this stuff, like, you know, forming Climax and forming Madame X and all that. So this is her story of how she found the three girls. The three girls' name, by the way, were Iris, Valerie, and Elisa.
Valerie Victoria is a great name, by the way.
It is a great name.
It's like one of those names you make up for yourself when you're a little girl because you don't like how your name sounds.
Yeah.
But Valerie Victoria.
Yeah, that is a
like
great name.
Exactly what you want.
Iris Parker, Valerie Victoria, and Elisa Randolph. So here's what she says. Iris worked in a clothing store frequented by Bernadette. Elisa was chosen during an audition in the Solar building, and by that I'm assuming she means the headquarters of Solar Records, which doesn't exist anymore. I think they got absorbed by Atlantic. But I swear to God, verbatim on her site, this is what it says. Valerie was found in Popeyes buying chicken dinner. That is apparently how Bernadette found Valerie.
I wonder if she's just like...
I can't even make a joke. That's already just so good, like, as it is.
I wonder if... I don't know if it's like what makes you discover someone ordering chicken dinner at a Popeyes. Did she like her order?
That's what I'm singing. Cause like, dude, I've been so hungry and so excited for food that like I knew an awesome dish was headed my way. And like, I'm singing and I'm like in my head, I'm singing. I'm excited about it. But I just imagine like this lady was like so hungry and like ordered her dinner and is standing there in a Popeyes like, I'm going to get some chicken. And Bernadette's like, hey, 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 come here. Do that again. Do that again.
Potato wedges.
Like, I mean, how do you have a better origin story than that?
I mean, that's a
started at Popeyes, and
that's
here
what
we are.
Gives us all little people who want to be discovered hope.
That's now, right.
Like later, I'm gonna go to Qdoba, and exactly. Someone's gonna be like, "I like that."
You could just
order.
Be, you could just be very excited and singing about the spicy potato wedges you're about to eat, and then you walk out of the restaurant with a record deal. It can happen, kids. Have faith.
American dream.
I do think that the Madam X project overall really speaks to Bernadette's artistry, that she, you know, we already knew that Climax wasn't just like a girl group that was assembled by it. And I really kind of resented it actually last year when Billboard did that big list of like the 100 greatest girl group songs ever. Yeah. And I really resented their including Climax in that because Climax really isn't a girl group. They were a band. You know, they weren't assembled by a record label. They like they played instruments and wrote their songs and everything. And when I think girl group, it's a group of singers who are working with producers. And that was not what Climax was. And I think that the Madam X project could kind of put any thoughts like that to rest if you've never heard of it. Mm-hmm. I loved this quote that Bernadette says about the project. She says, "I wasn't searching for a hit. I wanted the project to be pure." And I think that really is what she ended up with.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true.
She was also, by the way, I guess worth noting, concurrently working on her solo album, which would not come out till 1990, but it's called The Drama According to Bernadette Cooper.
Which is a great title.
It is a great title, but she was working on that at the same time she was working on this Madam X record, even though we wouldn't see it for 3 years. So just worth noting. Okay, so let's talk about the music. So the first single, and one of only two singles, I think, is called Just That Type of Girl. This is the first Madam X song I ever heard, obviously. So what do you have to say about Just That Type of Girl?
Madam X music to me is like the sexy funk kind of a sound. And it's very Climax. If you like Climax, you're going to like Madam X and you're going to like the song. And it's, you know, like you've got your little voiceovers of like, turn it up, crank it. Like, which is
exactly.
So, I mean, it's great. If you like Climax, you're going to love this. And it's sexy funk to me. Girls sexy funk.
I think
so good.
Out of the way, did they remind you again of any artist? I love asking you this question. Do they remind you of any artist we've covered on this show already? Because they definitely very strongly reminded me of one.
What?
Well, three sassy girls singing sexy R&B. I mean,
who have we covered on this show?
It's pretty Vanity Six-esque.
Oh, well, yeah, Vanity will come up later. Uh-huh. But
So.
It's different, though. It's different sound.
It is. It's Vanity Six with a Climax edge.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, the girl group thing, if the assembled girl group.
Take Vanity Six, strip the Prince out of it, and inject Bernadette Cooper, and that is Madam X.
Yeah, a little 87 in it.
I love, yes, exactly. Apparently, finding lyrics for this song or any Madam X song is really difficult.
You can't.
No, because I was looking, you know, I found some old message board posts where people are talking about Madam X and, hey, does anybody remember this record? You know, it was that kind of a thing. But this guy, I just wanted to read this quote because it's so funny. This is an actual post from a message board from probably over a decade ago that I read. Can you please translate what the fuck she's saying in the following lines? Champagne, diamond rings, caviar, mingle with the stars, first class ticket, and a zizza bizza. What the hell is zizza bizza? So wait, I pulled up the clip and I want to play exactly what he's talking about and we're going to listen to it and see what you think. And a tootie booty.
It sounded like she said first class dick, by the way.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that. That might be what she says.
First class dick.
And a zoozy boozy. A boozy cruisy? A booze cruise? Does she want to go on a booze cruise?
Booze cruise is a booze.
I got nothing. But dude, I love this song.
I mean, it's great.
So many elements of things that I love. Like, there's no way I wasn't gonna love this song, right? It's so much attitude. It's climax mm-hmm. extended into this kind of dancier world. I'm so here for it.
Mm-hmm.
So Bernadette and the Girls release I'm Weak for You off of this album as the next single. This was definitely the attempt to get in with the R&B
yep.
charts and community. And it worked. I mean, they got to sing this on Soul Train, and we do have a video of that performance. We'll put it on our website.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a slow jam, but it's still funky. It's funky yes. for a slow jam. It's so funky. And by the way, there is no more fittingly slang 2018 line. Like, they were ahead of their time.
Oh.
Than the little interjection of, I'm so weak for you, daddy. Like, that is like
yeah.
every response on Twitter to accurate. Someone who's serious.
You
weak
are,
for you, daddy.
You are accurate. You are accurate with that statement.
Ahead of their time.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is exactly what I think of when I think of 80s R&B mm-hmm. slow jams. So they were totally on the money with this.
Oh, yeah.
So now we're getting into more of the Madam X-y side of Madam X, I think. Because I'm Weak for You, I think, was probably their most mainstream sounding song. Wouldn't you say so. Okay, so now we're getting more into this is where Bernadette is like really running with the vision of it. So we want to talk about Cherries in the Snow. And I'll be honest, like, when I think Madam X now, this is the song that always comes to my brain. This one has always stuck with me. And I don't know why. It's so weird.
Really?
It's so weird to me.
I mean, it is weird. It's different. It's so bare.
I've never heard another song that sounds like this song.
No. Especially at that time.
Yeah, just this really unusual, like, falsetto chorus. And just, like you said, a very bare production. Like, and these really, kind of overbearing, like, synth strings that just sort of carry the whole song. And it's really the only instrumentation.
I think that there are a lot of songs like this in general around that time, but none that are produced in such a bare way. And I think, like, when I hear this song, any other producer probably would have just added more to it. And then you've got an In Vogue song.
Right.
That's In Vogue. Like, it's an In Vogue song without...
That's interesting. En Vogue. I wonder.
Very En Vogue.
Now, we'll see. Now I'm left wondering what an En Vogue version of this song would have sounded like. That's very interesting. I wouldn't have thought of En Vogue. It's kind of like, it's not unusual, not entirely unusual, rather, for ballads of the era. Like, you could make the case that there's like a spiritual connection between this and like All Cried Out by Lisa Lisa and Cold Jam, kind of. It's just that same sort of. I don't know. It's the presentation. Something about the presentation, yeah. The feel of it. But I do. I love the imagery. I think the image of Cherries in the Snow itself is just so beautiful. And like, mm-hmm. it kind of makes me wish that this had been released as a single, because I really want to know like what the single art would have looked like.
Yeah.
Because it probably would have been very beautiful.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's a very strange song. And I feel like, I don't know. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. Or you're going to be like, why?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just, it's interesting, but.
Yeah, this isn't one that I go to listen to, like, yeah, when I think of Madam X, but I still like, it's a mood song. It's definitely a mood song, mm-hmm. but I like it. I do like it.
Found another, you were satisfied, but you failed to realize is that you left me here. You left me out here in the cold. Why did you leave and go away? You left me here all by myself.
There's a song called I Want Your Body.
This is my jam.
Yeah, I figured you would like this one.
This is my jam. Yeah, I mean, like, very climax with very. That kind of burn. It's like and, dust.
so much that notable for Bernadette appearing on the beginning of the track, too. That's her mm-hmm. talking at the very beginning of it. She is credited, by the way, in this album's liner notes as Talkative Lady, which I thought was very funny.
there I is, mean, she's right.
I know. There's, like, honestly, if there were a title for Bernadette Cooper...
Talkative Lady.
I think that's a good one.
Yes. Chills running up and down my spine. Ooh, I'm losing my mind. Wild, very, very exotic, baby. Temporary. Listen, I want your body.
All right, this is my Madam X album cut jam.
Okay.
It's called Flirt. And yeah, it's so weird. Like, yeah, this is like Cherries in the Snow. This is just weird, weird, weird. But I also think that it sounds the most 1987.
I mean, I'd see that. Yeah, I really like it. I mean, it's that pure sexy funk kind of sound of... I mean, it's like a cute, girly, sexy song. I like it.
It is. And I love the guitar. It's like very kind of Janet Jackson kind of thing going on. This is a great song. By the way, I'm not even going to attempt to make the sound, but like the beat that you're hearing on this, the little like whoomp whoomp noise, that's actually Bernadette beatboxing.
Talkative Lady.
Isn't that funny?
Talkative
No, on lady. This one, she's credited as human beatbox.
No, well, the lady wears many hats. Jump in my red Ferrari.
So then we've got Marry Me, which, again, is a very interesting song.
Any other group would have a Marry Me song that's super romantic and slow and like, Marry Me, and it's like, Marry Me.
Right, not Madam X. It's like, listen, you son of a bitch. Marry me or get out. I love that there's a moment in the song where they do a little breakdown and Here Comes the Bride plays for mm-hmm. a few. Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's a, what is Roby doing?
My cat. I always have to edit these parts out of the show because whenever my cat does something, you always bring it up.
It was just like, I was trying to wonder if it was like me making noise. And then I was like, wait,
she's playing with a toy that my mom got her for Christmas. And she loves that thing. It's just a little pad that's got noisy paper or something inside of it. And it crinkles like that. And she cannot get enough of the thing. She rolls around on the floor with it. Mm-hmm. Loves it.
Anyway,
yes. Marry Me. Love the Here Comes the Bride drop. It's
very good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We're actually going to talk about one final Madam X song that is not on the Madam X record. they did the theme song for the movie Action Jackson.
Yes, the Vanity in Carl Weathers' vehicle.
And here we are full circle with the Vanity because here's Vanity in the movie. Do you think Vanity, like, do you think they ever met? Do you think Vanity side-eyed them like, yeah, I've been there, honey. I know what you're doing.
I don't know. I feel like Vanity had other issues to deal with. Around that time, I'm not sure side-eyeing Madam X was on her list of things to do in 1988.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, she made time for it.
made time for it? Would she bust out her agenda? Let's see. Marry a football player.
You know what?
Go on Arsenio Hall and talk about my underwear. do drugs until my kidneys stop working, and side-eye Madam X.
I'm just saying successful people, as Vanity once was, they know how to agenda out their time. You know,
plan their day.
It's all about.
The idea of someone like scheduling their side-eyeing is so funny to me.
She like wakes up and gets on Excel and she's like, well, let me see. I don't know about this. Let me put this in the formula.
1987. There was no Excel. She was doing this in Lotus 1-2-3. Let me open up ClarisWorks and check my side eye spreadsheet.
I'm sorry, I don't have time right now. I have to play Minesweeper. Anyway, Action Jackson.
Oh man, why was that so funny to me? I don't know. Jeez.
Vanity planning her day.
planning your side eye. Planning your side eye in Lotus 1-2-3 on an Amiga in 1987.
Anyway.
Oh god.
This song sounds like one of those like 80s movie title tracks.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Like one of those things that's like, it sounds like one of those songs that's in the background of a movie. Or like in a scene that you've never heard anywhere else.
But right, right.
You totally have to like look it up when you hear it. Like,
right, huh. You're like, oh, this is a jam. What is this? Exactly.
Yeah, it's one of those
songs. I'm actually kind of surprised that this didn't chart because it was released as a single. I have the single. Mm-hmm. And it even got a 12-inch pressing, I believe. I don't know. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it seems like it would, but I don't know. It's a good little song. When we're making love, you make these promises. Now it's time to deliver.
So we're going to do a little follow-up on the girls now, because Bernadette, we kind of went over where she was. She did a solo record in 1990. She's an insanely cool person, by the way. I interviewed her back when I was doing my college radio show. Nice. In, I want to say it was around 2006 or 7 that I interviewed her. She was just really, really cool. The last thing that I always did with my interview subjects was I had them do a drop for my show, which was called Club Sandwich. And I would just have them say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and you're listening to Club Sandwich. So I asked Bernadette to do one, and she goes, hello, everyone. This is Bernadette Cooper from Climax, and you're listening to Club Sandwich, and slap me because I'm still looking good. And I was just like, I'm like dying inside. I was just like, oh, my God, that was the coolest thing anyone's ever done for me, you know?
I wouldn't want to share that with anyone else.
I know. So the girls of Madam X. So Elisa actually released a solo record in 1990 also. I looked it up. I think it's on Spotify.
Wow.
And it's actually pretty good. It's actually a pretty good record.
I do not like that single that you sent me. I don't know. It does nothing for me.
We'll put one of the, I think it was only just the one single she released from that record. So we'll put that in the playlist for the show so you can check out some of Elisa Randolph's solo stuff. She also released a record in 2011 that was a bit of a different direction. She actually, it was released posthumously in 2011.
Oh, okay.
because she did unfortunately pass away in 2005.
Yeah. Something very cute that's on the internet. Her husband like made a little website for her that I think was supposed to be done a little more, and then he never got around to it.
Oh.
But it's like this very web 1.0 like thing where he talks about how much he loves her and like he misses her, and he's, aww, like, email me if you have questions, and he's like, I'm gonna put all these memories and photos and all of these videos and stuff on there, but he never did. But it's like elisarandolph.net. It's very cute.
Oh, that is really cute.
I know, it's like super cute.
So Iris Parker, the only thing I could find from her, I couldn't find where she had done any more music, since, Madam X, but I'm sure she has. Generally people who do a project this big where they get a record deal, they don't just like drop off and never do anything again.
Yeah.
But I did find where she is active on Facebook. It's like a personal page, but she makes like all of her posts are public. So I think she doesn't mind people connecting with her on there.
Well, like I've seen on there pictures of her like singing with other people. So I don't know if she does like background stuff or whatever. And she also, I clicked on there and I looked at where she worked. I think she makes perfume.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
Where she works is technically like her, but it's like a perfume company.
So because, we'll have the link to her Facebook page also if you'd like to connect with
everybody
her.
Everybody has on a our scent. Page.
Yes, everyone has a scent. That's accurate. and Valerie Victoria apparently is in a new group called Winter Sun. And she runs a cigar shop with her husband in Massachusetts. And
oh,
it's,
hell yeah.
It's called Puff the Magic.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that's what they're Valerie. Up to now.
Valerie.
So there's Madam X. It's just this cool thing that happened in 1987 that would have probably never happened in any other year or time. Mm-hmm. And it was just all Bernadette Cooper's brain. You know, it was just, she wrote it all. She worked with other writers and producers here and there. But like, let's be honest, this was Bernadette Cooper's baby and her brainchild.
This was Bernadette.
And it's a very cool thing that she gave to us. So thanks for that, Bernie.
Slap her, because she's still looking good.
She's still sounding good. You can connect with us on our website, which is offbeattrackscast.com.
We are also on Twitter at offbeattracks.
Yeah. We'll be back next week talking about something rockier, but also from the 80s. So we will see you then.
See ya.